Blog Talk Radio.
You got my pictures on the wall in your room, and girls be complaining, you keep me booming. But girls like that wanna listen to Pat Boone. You's a college girl, but that'll stop you from doing. Come and see the dog in the hood near you. When you don't ask why I roll with a crew, when twist up my fingers and wear dark blue. When on the east side, that's the crew I choose. Nothing I do is new to you. I smack up the world if they rude to you. Cause baby girl, you're so beautiful.
About you. something about, it's just something about a really sexy producer by the name of Pharrell. He is just so sexy. I don't know if he's into the black girls, but yeah, that's something we just got to deal with. But anyway, welcome to another episode or another broadcast, I might say, of Hear No Evil. I am your show's producer and host for the evening, Darlene Lewis, and you are tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. You can call me now, 347-989-0761. So much is going on. So much has gone on since the last time we spoke. Chris Brown with his tantrum at Good Morning America. Elizabeth Taylor dying. So much going on. But the good thing is that we have some good memories of Elizabeth Taylor, some very good movies, and, you know, Jennifer Hudson has a record out now, which I really like, called Where You At? R. Kelly wrote it and produced it, so I'm hoping she does well with that. Yeah, and I'm almost finished the second rewrite of Deadbeat, Take Care of Your Damn Kids, which, of course, as you may know, we have a reality show called Deadbeat. Excuse me, and we will be accepting a whole lot of headshots and bios. And matter of fact, we started auditioning people for the segment that will be appearing first as a pilot on Celebrity Showcase. And then it'll be a webisode, and then fortunately you'll see it on Bravo. But before it comes out on Time Warner Cable, we want your opinion of some of the stories that we are telling. Now, Deadbeat is a little bit different. It's not male bashing, because I don't want you guys to think that men are the only deadbeats. Women are dead and stinking too. So we're going to come after them a lot. Now, today's topic is, do you believe new hip-hop artists owe homage to the pioneers of hip-hop? And if you do, give us a call, 347-989-0761. Because many recording artists have made money sampling recording artists that existed decades before. Legendary recording artists do not make the same amount of money that present-day hip-hop artists make, and some are bitter, while others have recreated themselves. The passing of the torch was not completely official, and so many artists today do not feel they owe anything to the creators of the genre. What do you think? Call into the radio program tonight, and I'm on tonight from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Yes, tonight we're going to just be playing some good music and hopefully talking to a legend of hip-hop. I'm waiting for him to call in, but you will not be dissatisfied. So give me a call, and until then, we'll be right back.
For a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go.
Music on demand.
Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted. I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were tell everyone it's broken, so they think that I was sleeping alone. I put myself first and make the rules as I go. That she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home. If I were
about those lyrics, it just makes you want to think. I'm in a Beyonce mood right now. Here's another hit by her.
Can you
doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, face, toe, legend, sand, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life disabilities left you outcast for leader tease, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or face, or life.
That was Lady Gaga, Born This Way. You know, it may be my ears and it may be not my ears, but she sounds so much like Madonna. It reminds me of Vogue. It reminds me of a few of Madonna's records, Born This Way. Well, speaking of Born This Way, you were not born to smoke. So right now I want to take a little time to talk to you and how to make your home a smoke-free home and why now is the time that you should do it. Now, why should you have a smoke-free home? Well, first of all, secondhand smoke is very harmful to health. Non-smokers, people like me, who live with secondhand smoke, people that are not like me, because I do not live with people that smoke, but you get my drift. Non-smokers who live with secondhand smoke are more likely to get sick or die from serious illness such as cancer and heart disease. Women who live with secondhand smoke are more likely to have low birth weight babies, preterm delivery, and miscarriage. Now, all of this information I got from NYC.gov, and you click on the health department, and you can find this information out. Because secondhand smoke is especially bad for children. When parents smoke, their babies are more likely to die from sudden infant death syndrome. Children have more illnesses, including ear infections and asthma. And teens are more likely to become smokers themselves. Smoking damages your home and your property. Cigarette smoke permanently damages furniture, curtains, rugs, paint, clothing, bedding, books, art, and other items. Cigarettes can leave burn marks on furniture and rugs. Smoking is the leading cause of home fires. Yes. And insurance rates are often higher. So check with your insurance company about lower rates for smoke-free homes. Now, more and more families have rules against smoking. Even smokers are making their homes smoke-free. The best way to protect your family from secondhand smoke is to quit smoking. But even smokers can protect those around them. Because 2 out of 3 New York City adults, including a third of the city's smokers, have rules against smoking in their home. There are many advantages. A smoke-free home is safer and healthier. A smoke-free home smells better. A smoke-free home is easier to clean. A smoke-free home is easier to sell. A smoke-free home is more pleasant to guests. Most people hate to be around secondhand smoke, even for a little while. Having a smoke-free home makes it easier for you to quit smoking. So if you have a safe, healthy, clean, well-lit, well-ventilated home, it is very, very healthy. Now, you can tell everyone in your family, your friends, your caregivers, and guests, you don't allow smoking in your home. Post a smoke-free home sign on your door. It will spare you having to tell people one at a time. Have all the smokers you live with sign a pledge to keep your home smoke-free. And believe me, this can work. Remove ashtrays, lighters, and matches from your home. Well, I wouldn't remove matches because in case of a power shortage, a power outage, you always going to need matches to light a candle. But put them in places that smokers won't know that they're at. Have low-calorie or sugar-free gum or candy available as an alternative to smoking. Or try cutting up fresh fruit and raw vegetables for people to snack on. Be polite but firm. If people must smoke, insist that they do it outside. Thank people for helping keeping your home smoke-free. Let them know you're rejecting the smoke, not the smoker. It may take hard work and a little time to get everyone to agree, but don't give up. You're doing something special and very important. Now make your whole home smoke-free, not just a couple of rooms. Move into another room, opening a window, or using a fan or an air filter does not protect people. Keep your home smoke-free even when no one else is around. Secondhand smoke lingers long after a cigarette is put out. Now, you want to make your car smoke-free too? Well, set a no-smoking policy in your car as well as your home. Many people pull signs. Secondhand smoke is harmful in any enclosed space. Opening the car's windows or vents doesn't protect people. Remove the car's cigarette lighter and ashtray. Smoking reduces a car's resale value. Now, if you want more information, you can always call 311, or like I said, you can always go to nyc.gov/health, and, yeah, you can find out so much more information. I want some callers to call in who want to talk about the topic. Do you believe new hip-hop artists owe homage to the pioneers of hip-hop? Or if you don't believe that they owe them any type of homage, you can give us a call and give your opinion, and we will be right back.
Walking walking past them, looking at me all naughty. Then I said, baby, what's up? Reach for the handshake, got a hug. Bottles of the ace got me with a look buzz. Up in VIP with all of my thuggas. You leaned over and said, you want me? Girl, when the valet pull the Benz up, off to the crib, shout it, where we gon' end up. Girl, sit back, relax, hold up. Let me turn the radio on. Girl, when I get you to the crib,
get you to the crib,
bed to the bed. Girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think.
Girl, when I pull back them sheets and you climb on top of me,
girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. Put the code in the gate, pull up to the driveway. Says she like the way I touch her, listening to Usher. I got a confession, know we about to sin, but your body is a blessing. Girl, can we take it upstairs? My bed's waiting there. All I wanna do, give you all of me, won't you give me all of you? I want your body light right now. You know I live a magnum lifestyle. Baby, turn the lights down. I'ma turn you
girl,
on.
When I get you to the crib,
get you to the crib,
bed to the bed,
bed to the bed. Girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think.
Girl, when I pull back them sheets,
the covers off,
climb on top of me,
got love it on.
Girl, you gon' think, you gon',
girl, you gon' think, you gon',
girl, you gon' think, you gon',
girl, you gon' think, you gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. Cause I do it like I did
well,
you.
Right.
You don't think I invented sex.
It's a celebration. Clap, clap, bravo. Lobster and shrimp and a glass of Moscato. For the girl who's a student and a friend who's a model. Finish the whole bottle and we gon' do it big like this. Yeah, and he was just practice. He ain't in your world, you could take him off your atlas. Girl, you on fire, can I be the one you match with? I give you the credit card, baby, you can max this. Ow, show me where your tax is. Show me where your head's at. Maybe I could grasp it. If you ever come up with a question, you should ask it. Caught up on your ex still, I could get you past it. Yeah, hey, your friends all suggest, what's the chance of this nigga being better than the rest? Just tell him you appreciate the help, but you just gotta
girl,
know for
when
yourself.
When I get you to the crib, see you know we gon' go up there to the bed. Girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think.
Girl, when I pull back them sheets, you climb on top of me.
Girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think, you gon' think I invented sex.
Yeah.
You gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex.
Yeah. I'm slowing it down a little bit just to give you a chance to relax. Get your candle lit, get your brown liquor on. Give me a call, 347-989-0761. Just call me. I'll be on until 8 o'clock. We got a special topic. Do you believe new hip-hop artists owe homage to the pioneers of hip-hop? Give us a call, 347-989-0761, and we will put you on the air.
There goes my baby, girl. it's so perfect, baby. How you work it, baby, yeah. I love the way that you be poking it out. Girl, give me something to feel on. So please believe we gon' be twerking it out by the end of the night, baby. In the movie, baby, I'm like, ooh wee, baby, like waterfalls, your hair flows down to your waist. Can I get a taste, girl? No need to keep, 'cause baby, I ain't ashamed of calling your name, girl. Oh, around your way, yeah. Wouldn't trade this feeling for nothing. Yeah, I sit here long.
Thank you for calling in Blog Talk Radio. This is Darlene Lewis. Welcome to Hear No Evil. And tonight's topic is, do you believe new hip-hop artists owe homage to the pioneers of hip-hop? Caller, are you there?
Hello.
You're on the air, caller. Hello?
Hello, yeah, this is Arthur. Ashley Gaston. I call in your show. First of all, congratulations on your show. I love the way that you're doing your thing.
Oh, thank you. What's your name? What's your name, sir?
My name is Arthur Altreek Gaston.
All right. Okay. You're an author, or is that your name?
Oh, no, I'm an author. I'm an author of King of the South.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, I like that. Well, listen, make sure you keep in contact with us on a regular, because we have a project going on now where authors that want to promote their products, goods, and services for a small fee, they get weekly promotion, and then they get free promotion on our TV show. So do keep in contact or go to our website, and you can find out more about that. Yeah, so I hear that Terry Woods, the writer, found out about people printing up her books. So she's coming after them.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's a lot of that stuff going on. They got like fulfillment centers where they be printing up books, and Barnes and Nobles be buying the books from them. Books and Million be buying the books from them. And authors like us, we don't be getting paid for our hard work. You know, it's just the same thing like with bootlegging CDs. The guys
I was getting ready to say that. That's just like with the hip hop artists. But like, who's doing that? I heard it was the Africans and the Japanese doing that now.
Hey, yo, sometimes it might even be your own company that's doing it.
You're lying,
you know what?
Now. That's crazy. So how do you, but it has to be a way that you can track the barcodes, or are they scamming on that too?
Yeah, they scamming on that. See, a lot of times what happens is, like, you get these publishers, and the publishers get greedy. You know, they don't want to pay the authors for their hard work. And, you know, for those that don't really understand the publishing deal, when you publish up on a publishing house, the author doesn't really receive that much money. They just
right.
Like a rap artist. The rap artist really don't receive that much money off sales. The royalty checks suck. So you got to get out there and promote your book, and it's a lot that goes with it. But when you have your own company that's going behind your back, bootlegging your own book, you really not going to see no money. You know what I'm saying?
So is that what happened with Terry?
Nah, I think Terry owned her own company. What I think happened is, I think one of these fulfillment centers got a hold of her book and reprinted the book. Some of the fulfillment centers, they double as distributors. So, and undercut the prices of real distributors. So when they undercut the prices, of course, when you're in the business, you know your bottom line. You go cut corners and make more money. It's all about profit. So they'll go to these fulfillment centers, whether they know it or not, and get the books illegally. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody getting paid. The game's so crazy that once you're an author, you have to copyright your book every year. If you don't copyright your book every year, somebody can steal it.
Damn. Now, I've been writing for a while. I guess nobody really, I guess they don't want to mess with us because, you know, up in New York, we really got some other things going on. You know, we got legal things, legal pistols up here. So, you know, it's real crazy up here. But I'm glad to know this because, you know, I have, like, several books out, and I also have some books, like, online. And but see, I'm always monitoring how my books is doing. I never really wanted to deal with like a publisher because I always was thinking independent because of Terry, because I know Terry very well, but I have lost contact with her for many years since she had a little boy. And then, you know, a lot of people was telling me that she was having some problems, and I was waiting for the movie to come out, True to the Game, and then that didn't come out. But then I start hearing about all this bootleg book stuff, and I'm like, wait a minute. Are you serious? Because I know in Harlem, like the Africans, they have nothing but all her books. It's like on 125th Street. And I'm like, well, I wonder, is she getting any money off of this stuff, you know? I don't know. So where can people get your stuff?
Like, you might have a street team, right? Like, you can have your street team. And your street team could be out there pushing your book for you, you know.
Right.
And that's what she probably got. She probably got a solid street team. So a lot of times if you see a vendor on the side of the street, then that's probably part of her street team. But what she's talking about is one of those big spots that does the printing, the reprinting of her book. That's real big because we need a warning shot to those. Because it can happen to any of us.
Name of these companies? I need to know the name so I can put them on blast. Because for sure.
I'm doing my research on it, too. And you got my word and guarantee. I'm going to hit you back. I also co-host a show called Word on the Street. And I also co-host a Blog Talk radio show. And we do that all the time. So in the office, our up-and-coming office, y'all welcome to listen to Asha, because that's all we talk about is what's going on in the literary world. I mean, they do rap. Yeah, that's
ahead,
all we do
ahead.
Is just talk about what's going on in the literary field. It's me, I'm a co-host along with Shimana, and it's Lisa Terrell Perry's show. You know, we get
when
it
y'all
in,
come on.
But we come on Monday nights. It's Monday from 8 to 10, Tuesday from 8 to 10, and Friday from 8 to 10.
Oh, y'all going hard. And what state you in?
Oh, I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia, but I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I just left Virginia. I'm there every 5 months, actually. Newport News. All
okay,
up in
what up? Bad news. I'll be up in Virginia State Monday night. We have on the Stop the Violence Forum. I'm on the panel of public speakers.
So listen, in regards to the topic, do you believe that new hip hop artists owe some type of homage and respect to the pioneers of hip hop? What's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, I'm a new school and an old school fan. My opinion is this right here. And, you know, some people may take it out of context, but it is like this. Just like we have pioneers that come before us in the literary world, we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for the Donald Goins, the Iceberg Slams, the Connie Hawkins and people of that nature, you know, I think it's a respect thing. I'm not saying you have to, you know, every time you come out pay homage, but it's a respect factor there because they knocked down a lot of walls so that you could get the multi-million-dollar deals that's on the table for you now. You know, so, I mean, you don't have to. I'm not saying kiss that behind, but at the same time, so, show some type of respect for those that put it down, you know, because at one time, going gold was real hard. And
that's
then
right.
We had a big boom. We had a big boom in the industry where everybody was going platinum, and now sales are down. I don't know if it's because of the corporate American machine that has got behind the music that now dictates what is hip hop, as opposed to the younger guys having freedom of expression. They just going with what's gonna sell ringtones, what's gonna hit in the club, what can we market, instead of letting the artists be true to themselves. But if nothing else, you have to pay homage to the old school because at that time they was true to themselves. And my advice to those of you who don't know who Rakim is, you know, the God Rakim. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go on YouTube, pull up some of his music, and you'll see the difference. Back then, dudes was rapping without cussing. Dudes was rapping without degrading a woman and still getting their point across and still rocking the pot. You know,
well,
so.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's my book, Hip Hop Before the Bling. I talk about that very instance, and I talk about the first time I met Rakim. Matter of fact, I got pictures of me and him online. If you go to my page, you will see some of the stuff that we have in our book. And in my book, we talk about how rap or hip-hop or whatever was a total different vibe. Everybody was original. You could have concerts where you'll have all the different groups together performing. There was no killing. There was no shooting. Everybody had something to contribute, and it was different, you know, but now it's like since the media and corporate America have taken over, the hip-hop artists are starving right now, you know what I mean? It's like everybody sound alike, there's no originality, and, you know, and at the same time, these people are sampling a lot of the music that the artist prior was doing and not even paying them. So now that you're talking about, you know, it's crazy out here. You know, it's but like I said, all good things always come to an end. And I want to thank you for calling in my show, giving your opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always a beautiful thing when another writer, you know, is trying to get his or her point across. And I wish you all the success. And like I said, keep your ears and eyes open. We got this thing going with the show. Anybody that promote on Hear No Evil automatically get free television exposure. All right?
Yeah, I go to the website. I check out everything. I appreciate the time and the opportunity. I definitely be a regular caller.
Oh, that's sweet. And I will be checking you guys out, too. Just go to futurenetworkproductions.com. And once again, I'm Darlene Lewis, your host.
All right. Peace.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, listeners, we'll be right back. Here's a new one from Dana Dane, legendary Dana Dane, with a new up-and-coming artist who's been putting in his grind in 11. It's called Dancing By Myself.
Big Worldwide, New York City. Let's dance, Brooklyn. Let's dance.
Prentison, yeah, that's me. Ego Crusher, ELE. 2 weeks ago, a girl said it was ugly. Talk a little shit, now they won't hug me. Never was a thought, now they think of me. Pour drinks on me, now drinks on me. Already know the line, yeah, we can be friends. Feel like third base line, I feel a good again. When I said hi, they said bye. Before I spoke, they said no, fine. Keep that in the back of my mind. Never get enough money to the point I think that I'm too fly. You're handsome, sexy, cute, my. Do you wanna dance? No, not with you. So I walk off the dance floor, get a little drink. Like I'm famous, point in the wind. No new taxes, no missed calls. Lady, do you mind if I dance with y'all? This is my song, I don't need your help. So I go to the dance room and dance by myself.
You don't have to dance with me, long as I get my gas and take it all in stride. I believe a lot of things, but don't believe God. It makes me reflect on my humble beginnings when I was dimmed and bypassed by many pretty women who couldn't see my greatness or my earning potential. So they got scooped by dudes who had more strict credentials. But that's in the past, now I'm the toast of the club. Fat buck, bays, on a rub, and pack that thing up. Change for no thanks, sugar, find somebody else. Right now, I'm a Brooklyn step by myself. Yeah.
You don't have to dance with me, long as I get my 15. I don't need nobody else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. If you wanna dance with me, I'll be up in VIP. It'll be me and no one else, cause I'll be dancing by myself. Dancing by myself, dancing by myself, dancing by myself.
Everything that the owner exaggerated, make you throw your hands up like you graduated. Say I be feeling myself like I'm masturbated. Say you on some shit like you constipated. 48 hours, you can't stand them. New Sheriff and Reggie Hammond. Just me and my drink, music loud. Then I hear a voice yelling out from the crowd.
Did you ain't think that I would show up? Always was one day you'd blow up.
Got off the air a minute ago with Gaston, and he was talking about these fulfillment companies that are actually reprinting authors' work, selling them to Barnes & Noble, and they're acting as distribution companies, but yet the author's not making any money. Listen, all of you out there that are really, really on your grind with this literary thing, don't get it twisted. It's so many people of color that's in the literary game now, and as always, because we're so busy writing, a lot of us don't get behind the distribution and find out exactly the process and the business of literature. This is a money-making business, so remember, take care of your BI. Get them illegal gun weapons together, because just like the hip-hop artists and the R&B artists and their CDs get leaked and dropped and bootleg CDs come out, believe me, if you see a bootleg DVD and a bootleg CD, there's always going to be a bootleg book. So we're going to be keeping our ears and eyes open for these type of things. And we'll be right back.
Shorty straight, been chasing her for 2 days, first 48, her bad cause, she worth every cent, she look like the best money that I ever spent, just watching my cutie pie get beautified, make me want better jewels, a newer ride, Louis Vuitton shoes, she got too much pride, her feet are killing her, I call it suicide, looking good, has the sacrifices, chilly weather brings four-figure jacket prices, her body nice, FaceTime, give you that iPhone 4, FaceTime, shorty in the street, still handle the home, enough class for wine, still handle Patron, when the mother hoes call, I handle the phone, and she handle the tone.
Oh, you what's up girl, ain't gotta ask it, I did them all now, how about a casket, they should arrest you, or whoever dressed you, ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know girl, you be killing them, you be killing them girl, you be killing them, you be killing them girl, you be killing them, you be killing them girl, you be killing them.
Yeah, I know that's what they all says. She got a donkey with a warm ball dance. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pass. Say you got a ball harder than the ball players.
Don't you wanna know? It's their morning. Can't falter. The last falter, but he ain't beat it up. I assault her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walking to the altar. Handbag on her arm, cost four bills. And she ain't got a bag, borrowed or steal. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, so the next solution. Dead my old chick, execution.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now. How about a casket? They should arrest you or whoever dressed you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them.
Had to let you know.
You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
All the ladies.
You be killing them.
Like to congratulate you. Congratulations.
You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. Can
you just.
I'm from Harlem.
hip hop guns or you hot rosé. If a dope boy, you make minimum wage. Only one rule, that's to get paid. Only one rule, that's to get paid.
Joe Blow, to everybody on your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push the fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come is good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two V-stings. And I'm V-sting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try. try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a mate? What? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
Fade, you talking about $1 million cash.
Right. In just 4 months. Look, we're going to take that $300,000. We're going to buy 30 keys of coke, man. The best shit in town. Rocks and lumps as big as marbles. No cut. And with the family we got set up now, we can deal 30 keys in 4 months. And then we off the street for the rest of our lives with $1 million in cash, man.
I'm living every day real rough in this rotten city. Kinda stressed out cause I see what my life's about. Conspiracy, treachery, booze my mind. Marvelous murders change the world every time. Day and night, as the crack pipe light. As the last scene, ODs, doors get kicked in for keys. Papa's a memory holding dope for them Dominicans. Running like Indians, high off the angel dust. Living for the thrill, but ducking 5 to eternity. Got to be free, running wild cause that's my style. Abusing chronic, moving fast like Sonic, getting filthy money. I find that shit exotic, I'm a villain stress. Fuck a vest, I stay ruthless. Hands for you, but too late to stop and fall. This money got me zoning, just owning peers. I knew for years, conversating for shears. Why down in Corona beers, my mind is dry. But sometimes I wonder about time is fine. Me in the cell of a supermax, losing my mind. With no parole, no sunshine, just tough times. Every day, I'm living every day real rough in this rotten city. Kinda stressed out cause I see what my life's about. Conspiracy, treachery, fools my mind. Marvelous murders change the world every time. Famous hits, giving niggas whole flips. I keep by fingerprints, faces, shrimp in a cat hell's kitchen. Sellers find bodies fishing. Milk cart shows kids missing. Sharpshooters on the roof. The sick man loves the triple goose. If it loose crumb with loose buzz like us. Good with the wood and the chrome. City's cold, faces of stone. Thugs roam, never shit at home. Pierre Rome alone, bad to the bone. Convicts move quick, some stay out of flicks. Scared of the bricks, dick order too many hits. The streets love stories, gangsters conquer for glory. My category is my predicament. Dealing with this recipe, shit in the environment. Pouring liquor, smoking stoves, while cleaning out my rascals. Linking them old money with my shicey peeps. Living rough, staying tough and ambitious to the end. Thirsty when I talk like a kingpin and study marvelous murders. Every day is a blessing, every night is a venture. I'm living every day real rough in this rotten city. Kinda stressed out cause I see what my life's about. Conspiracy, treachery, rules my mind. Marvelous murders change the world every time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Damn, B, 9-6. Stay rough for real, B. Word up.
That new track by Dr. Ice, Ghetto Baby, get yours, cop that.
Ghetto Baby, little mama, I wanna watch you shake it all night long. City where these women get down. They wanna ball all night. Bodies men tight like anything goes as long as you treat them right. And I make your body just move in the club. And after the show, we just light up a dub. High fives on the bar, the pub, and then give you more than 12 hours of love. We spending paper, son, kissing and kissing on them as long as they be licking and licking on them. Yo, it's a dirty game, and we ain't playing, hun. So come on inside. You know the outcome. Ghetto baby, little mama, I wanna watch you.
turn off. We run the point hard. You see my ghetto girl in the NYC and in the limelight when we're out in the sea. It's just my G and me, we're rolling on and on. And I'm all alone, she give me 20 palms. I give her lucky charms, you know that keeps her happy. She's always on time and never late exactly. We spending paper, son, kissing and kissing on them. As long as they be licking and licking on them. Yo, it's a dirty game and we ain't playing, hun. So come on inside.
Come back, baby.
Yeah, that was Kyle. Now, you may know Kyle from touring with Rob Bass and Easy Rock. Kyle is the voice behind the hip-hop group. He originally was a solo artist, and then he started working with Rob Bass, and that union has been wonderful for him because now he has his own solo career, and he's doing his thing, and I really wish him well, and I hope he does well with his career because he's been working a long time. He actually took the place of Omar Chandler, who originally was the singer on Joy and Pain, you know, the song that Rob Bass and Easy Rock started working on back in the late 80s. So I really want to wish Kyle a lot of good luck. And, of course, Dr. Ice, you know him from being with UTFO and Houdini simultaneously and being a solo artist. So he has his solo career that he has reinvented himself and still looking good. And, of course, Dana Dane, you know, has joined up with 11 and a group of other people. But he and 11 are going strong, and that record, Dancing by Myself, is really good. Also, Lady Cash, Miss Cash, who I've known her since she was a little kid. Her and her mom and I, you know, we ran same TV at City College back in the early 90s. So I'm glad to hear about her. And, of course, I had to throw in my boy Bone Rock, produced by my cousin E Spot, doing their thing. Because it's only right that I do that. And here we got a little something by Deja Vu. Let's go.
Oh, what a day. Same old day. Spit through flames. Deja Vu, motherfuckers. Uh-huh. Coming through, motherfuckers. Uh-huh. BX, my fellas, let's go. Get the smoke, the baby and the dope. We go on the camera and shot up with the toast. The boat at the dock, baby, where we going? Chill right down the block, I gotta pick up lock. Cause she's down too, and this thing affects more than just me and you. My chick click, ooh, I can't forget them. And I ain't going no fucking where without my men. Let's go. Come on, let's travel through the water. Hope y'all can swim, let's make it to the border. My daughter got the wet suit, the skin inside daughter. And Texas with the jet, she's connected at the car. Hope y'all ain't sure to get the meeting at the shoreline. Those up amphibious, lost and we deep again. Got these white niggas running naked up the streets again. Buddy, can you win the fire next time? I got a head count at 735. Make sure my soldiers are accounted for, that's what's up. So my submarine ship won't be crowded up. All the incident cats better get the fuck. Got they known on my yard, but they bear no cross. How you gonna reap the seeds that you stomp and toss? Send nukes to your roof till you glow in the dark. Till it picture you and yours on the China wall. Me and mine at the coastline. Let's go, when I shine.
Gonna knock. fight on video, but all they could see was a meatball hero. This faggot nigga running around, holding his face, he hit me. Buck 52 to the races, I'm guilty. What? He used to have knowledge of Islam. Gave him the power to refine his wisdom. We struggled through the eighth mathematics to build something. How could that turn into wanting to kill something? What happened? I started rapping, reading down the going, not coming home and not wanting a bonus. I don't really know, man. I slipped, but now I do my get right dance. And my daughter's so tall, she can fit my pants. To the years that we spent, you and me growing up on again. Now it's time that we part and we chill. What we gonna do? In regards to the years that we spent, you and me growing up on again. Where I'm coming from, you know, ain't no mystery. Come on, B, you know me. And the real woman side of me is what you taught me. So, an open state of mind is what you owe me, for real. Then let's share a plate of fish and bill.
Boy, you know I'm gonna be alright.
Now it's time that we part and we still.
Boy, you know I'll be
to the end of the 90th minute, and I just want to thank you for tuning in, as you do every Thursday at 6:30. Tonight we extended it just so that we can get the word out about paying homage to the hip-hop artists. Just remember, if it wasn't for the hip-hop artists, the true school, the pioneers, there would be no new jacks. All of you that became moguls and millionaires that are living off of the works of many of the recording artists, try to look back and get involved with some of the foundations that exist, like the Federation of the Preservation of Hip Hop Culture, run by Yoda and Afrika Bambaataa and all of the legends and pioneers who started this, and reach out to the groundbreakers because they're trying so hard, Rodney Stone, to get a health insurance company to underwrite, because a lot of the hip-hop artists don't have money to even pay for medical assistance. thank you for calling in, 347-989-0761. You can always get my books at futurenetworkproductions.com, or you can just go to lulu.com/Darlene Lewis or amazon.com. I want to thank you as always. Peace and love. And until next week.